The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening. Today is Friday, October the 14th, 2016, and we have a live show for you all today. Looking forward to today's show. But before we do that, everyone, please support Black Talk Radio Network. Go to Black Talk Radio Network's website and look at the crowdfunding digital black media that's there for you to actually make sure that this network is continuing to bring you the information that has been bringing you. So important that it does. Make your donations. Very, very easy. Right there at the network, at the website for the network, you can see what the donation categories are and what you will receive. Very, very important. So don't delay. Don't hesitate. Make sure that we empower this network to continue to be on air and bringing you some of the critical information and critical truths that affect you, your family, and our overall community in general. So that being said, just want to once again thank you for being there. My man Ramon, are you there? Did I get to unmute you? Ramon? Okay. Well, Ramon, if you're there, jump in at any time. Just want to thank you all for listening. So let's get into today's show. But before we do that, nope, we're ready to get into today's show. Let's jump into it and just also welcome everyone from the YouTube world that's there. Just don't go crazy, YouTube world. Don't shills and everything else. Man, chill. You're corny. You're whack. Relax. Okay, so let's jump into today's show. Let's jump into what's in the news. Is some things that's going on, some things that we didn't get to talk about yesterday. Yesterday had a very powerful show. Once again, thank you to Zion for calling in and giving us some very, very critical information as to how the overall storm Matthew was being dealt with there in North Carolina. Very, very important, because that actually helps a lot of people to get ready and prepare for some of the things that I think that we're going to be facing. So let's jump into what's in the news, and then we're going to get into today's show. Let me just let this one. One second. One second, just waiting for this to populate. Okay, first article comes from, whoa, this is all wrong. I guess it's not wrong. Okay, first article comes from Wall Street Journal. Deutsche Bank's top shareholders tell struggling lender they are concerned. This is their top shareholders said that they're concerned for Deutsche Bank. And once your top shareholder says that, that means that they're going to be pulling out. And believe me, they probably already started to unwind. So Deutsche Bank's AG, biggest shareholder, investment vehicle controlled by Qatar royal family, has recently expressed concern about the threat of legal fines against the lender and whether it is adequately focused on its long-term strategies, according to people familiar with the matter. So this is one of the things that you could start to collapse a company, a bank. It was a tactic that was done by J.P. Morgan during the Great Depression, and this is definitely could be that to further, because let me tell you something about these people banking-wise. They are sharks, and so this is something that can continue to perpetuate. So check out that article. Next article comes from – why didn't this pull up? Let me see what this is. One more. I've got to pull this one up. Comes from consortiumnews.com. Oh, Russia reads U.S. Let me see. Hold on. Russia reads U.S. blaster as sign of war. And this is came from a very important article that's posted there inside. This came from on the 11th. This is one I wanted to post, but I missed it. Very, very telling about what's going on here. And this was done by Ray McGovern. You just look up who Ray McGovern is. Was a CIA analyst in the Reagan era. So check out what's going on there, and it's very telling as to where we are and where things are starting to unfold, unfortunately. So check out that article. Next article comes from RT International. Obama to discuss bombing Syria military positions officials, and we're going to talk about this one. We briefly talked about it yesterday at the end of the show with like 4 minutes left, so we're going to pick up there today. Very, very important. Next article, and this is actually a Twitter feed. And oh man, okay, and this one, the Twitter feed that's there, and what it was basically showing that the Russian Navy military activity now so intense that crews on fishing boats are in fear of their life in the Barents Sea. And that's where a lot of the Russian naval fleets come out, the Northern Fleet comes out of, and there's pictures that's there that's showing the exiting of the Russian fleet, and they all seem to be moving in a haste to get out to sea, to get underway. And I guess the Department of Defense has also confirmed that. So that was the actual article is somewhere in there. You're going to have to look at it, and it's there. And here is the reason Russia is making such noise in the Barents Sea, off to make some noise in the Mediterranean. Some people believe that it's going to be going towards the Mediterranean. Today's story about the dramatic increase in the Russian units military activity in that the northern part of Russia. So check out that. But we're going to come back to that, because we're going to check out a story that's tied to that. So it's not a Twitter account. So we'll be moving back to that. Next article comes from Reuters. Standard Chartered receives approval to issue SDR bonds in China. Hong Kong, October the 14th today. Standard Chartered Bank Hong Kong has obtained approval from the People's Bank of China to issue bond denominated and special drawing rights in China in a bank bond market. Is looking to issue around 100 million SDRs and about 925 million renminbis, or 139 million in bonds. So very important, critical move. This is where people will now be able to buy the Chinese debt, and to that's going to be critical in my opinion, because I think that Not too long from now, China will announce their overall gold holdings. Not saying that that will be true. I think that they will underestimate or underreport what their overall holdings are, but they then will probably back their currency with the precious metal, silver and gold. And I'm going to tell you, they have more of a historical connection to silver than they do gold. A lot of people think it's gold, 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 because that's what the propaganda and the media always puts out, because silver is way more valuable than gold. Silver is more valuable than all of the precious metals combined. So check out that article. If we have time today, we'll definitely take a look at that. Next article comes from express.co.uk. Nuclear war imminent as Russia tells citizens to find find their way to the closest bunker. And we're going to take a look at this one. The governor of St. Petersburg clarified what bread rations people could expect should Russia come under attack. 30 grams for 20 days. The Kremlin also ordered nuclear-capable missiles to be rolled into a base in mainland Europe on an enclave near Poland. So this is starting to unfold. We'll take a look at this one as well. Next article comes from Middle East Eye, M-E-E. .net is, I think, one of his tags, but it's Middle East Eye. U.S. preparing for new strikes in Yemen. The Pentagon has said it is preparing for the possibility of new strikes in Yemen after U.S. Missile hit rebels targeted, and Iran moved two warships to the coast of Yemen on Thursday. U.S. officials said the move was out of self-defense, stressing that Washington is keen to avoid getting embroiled in another war in the Middle East. You see what they said? Another war in the Middle East. It's already one, and this is going to be the expansion of it, and it's continuing to grow. So that was, no, that couldn't have been posted. A couple of more. Let me make sure. There was a couple of other articles that I posted. I wanted to pull up real quick before we get into today's show. Yes, that's all that's going to be there right for right now. Okay, great. So, let me just make sure. Then we'll get into today's show. But while we're doing that, while I'm doing that, we'll continue in the show. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, there's a couple of things that I want to actually do today. And if you would like to give us a call at any time, give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. What I wanted to do, a couple of things I wanted to do today, is I want to look at a couple of these articles, talk about some things, and also there was something that I didn't get to express yesterday about gardening. Very, very important. We'll talk about that before we get into the break. But also, if you would like to, give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. And what I want to do, there's a site that I use, and you can actually put in information about just if you wanted to see how a nuclear weapon or a nuclear missile was to strike a city or somewhere close to you, what would the overall radius of effect would be, from the radiation fallout to the casualties to the air burst to the surface. And it's a, you know, pretty good. So if you have, just to give you an idea, so if you're interested in that, give us a call. Let me know what your city is, and I can do that. I'm going to do some of the main cities so that you can hear that. But if you have one that you would like to know, and I'll give you the data from that so that you can see it. And also we'll post it inside of BTR, Tando radio show with BTR. Very, very important that we know, because the rest of the world is preparing for this, war. And I'm going to give you my opinion about it. It could be the U.S. could be bluffing. I don't think that the Russians are bluffing. But either way, bluffing or not, it definitely has the tendency to go in a very bad direction. My overall personal thoughts about the bluff of this is it's not really much of a bluff. I think there's more credence and more credibility towards the actual war happening because the U.S. is broke. And because of their overall economic positioning, this war, in my opinion, is definitely going to happen one way or another. How soon? I don't know. And to me, it really doesn't matter, because it's something that if you're not ready for, it doesn't matter when it's going to be. You know, had a friend ask me, well, David, when do you think this was going to happen? And some things that I was telling him about. And I said, now, why would I answer that and give you that? Because I know what you're going to do with it. That is going to give you another reason not to prepare and to for you to delay your overall preparing. So it really doesn't matter. You're either going to prepare or you're not. Because if it's next week, what are you going to do differently than right now? And you're asking me if it's next week. If I say it's next week, what difference does it make if I say if it's 1 year from now? Either way, you're not prepared right now for anything. So you need to just worry about, hopefully, that you'll have some time to do it. We are closer to it today than we were yesterday. That's probably the best way to do it. Until you are more comfortably prepared, or where you're no longer scared, or you don't want this conversation, for us to have this conversation, but you still bring it up, until you can get to a place of comfort where you're comfortable with this and saying, okay, this is the reality, where you are not afraid of the truth. You actually gravitate to it instead of hiding from it. And, you know, our society is, in today's, in our overall atmosphere and climates that we work in now, people are so afraid of everything. They want everything to be, everything's going to be all right. Well, that never has been the truth. You know, there's some things, the most important thing is for you to make everything right. And there are things that you can do to ensure that that is more plausible and more realistic, instead of having a lottery-style lifestyle, playing the lottery, hoping everything will be all right. And if it's not, then just dealing with it is, instead of preparing and positioning yourself and creating your own set of events to happen to you. Very, very critical. So I'm going to get into a couple of the stories. So if you would like to know some of the admitted nuclear weapons grade materials, what effect it would have on your city as far as area and just some of the overall capabilities of it, you can definitely give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participation code is 549032#. So that's what we're going to do. I'm going to jump into today's show. And so, because I didn't want to, you know, it's a very important to me, it's a very critical day, because I wanted to pick up on an article that we left with on yesterday. Let me just pull this up really quickly. It's a couple of articles, and then let's look at this from a standpoint of what does this entail for us. So the article was, I don't know, but these articles are getting eaten. Okay, here it is. All right, here we go. So the article, I read the one from Reuters yesterday, so I'm going to pick up what Obama in Syria, military options. And we posted this inside of Tando Radio Show inside of BTR community. Obama to discuss bombing Syria military positions, official says. United States President Barack Obama is set to discuss, and this comes from RT, Russia Today. Move this down. United States President Barack Obama is set to discuss further U.S. action in Syria with his senior foreign policy advisors at the National Security, the NSC, on Friday. U.S. officials says military options are being muddled over among other possibilities. One scenario is to discuss involving direct military action in Syria, including airstrikes on Syrian military, radar, anti-aircraft bases, as well as arms depots. Reuters reported, citing high-ranking U.S. officials who spoke on the condition. Another scenario to be considered is allowing the coalition forces to provide the U.S.-backed moderates, terrorists, moderate Syrian opposition with advanced ammunition and weaponry. This would not include shoulder-fired missiles and anti-aircraft missiles, as Washington fears that this could be used against Western airlines. Western airlines. Let me tell you, folks, that's a clue that they're telling you what they got in store and what they got in plan. So just so you know, don't be surprised when it does happen. Okay, so, because they always tell you before they do it. Officials, however, stated it was unlikely that Obama would actually give the green light. Dave, what's up, Ramon?
Hey, what's
we heard
up?
Your text.
I didn't know you could hear me. I'm... What's up?
Yeah,
brother?
I took you off mute. My bad. Do you want me to put you on mute?
Put me on mute. I'm still getting my mic together. Go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead, Ramon. So, sorry about that. Okay, so I just saw your name and I muted you. All right, so let me get back to the article. And it says, the officials, however, stated that it was unlikely that Obama would actually give the green light for U.S. airstrikes on Syrian government targets, or that he would make any specific decisions at the upcoming meeting. One official noted that as Russian and Syrian troops cooperate extensively, striking Syrian government forces could result in direct confrontation between the U.S. and Russia, something that Obama has been trying to avoid. The White House declined to comment on the speculation surrounding any possible decision, but confirmed that the NSC meeting will take place on Friday, today, or it has already taken place. Reuters reported, U.S. authorities have also raised the bombing of Syrian government forces as an option, with White House spokesman Josh Earnest telling reporters last week that although such an action is unlikely to reduce violence, nothing can be taken off of the table under the circumstances. According to recent reports in the Washington Post, several top U.S. officials have been considering striking positions of the Syrian military covertly without a UN Council resolution. Read more. Oh, no, let me go. The NCS meeting comes just ahead of talks on Syria in Switzerland on Wednesday. The Russian Foreign Ministry announced that Russia and the U.S. and a number of regional powers will have a meeting in a narrow format on October the 15th to discuss possible steps for a Syrian settlement. Commencing on the upwards talks, the foreign minister Lavrov expressed hope that they will launch a serious dialogue on the basis of the principles contained in the Russian-American deal that was broadly welcomed but was unfortunately not launched. The U.S. State Department noted that the U.S. Secretary of State Lurch Carey are likely to focus their discussions on the situation in the Syrian city of Aleppo and getting cessations of hostilities in place, which could enable conditions for political talks to resume. Last week, Washington officials suspended bilateral communications with Russia, ending a brief period of closed cooperations aimed at sustaining the ceasefire in Syria, which has been agreed by the sides on September the 9th after months of negotiation. The move forward mutes accusations of failing to fulfill the obligations agreed upon. The U.S. claimed Russia did not deliver on the promise to ensure Damascus suspended its military campaign and provided humanitarian access to the besieged area of Syria, with Russian accusing the U.S. of failing to separate the moderate oppositions under its control from the jihadists, particularly from al-Nusra Front, now Jihadists for Hamas. I don't know who that is. Was agreed, and the organizations withdrew from the militants of the Castilian Road to allow humanitarian aid supplies to Aleppo. In his interview to a Russian private newspaper earlier this week, Syrian President Assad said there was no moderate fighting in Aleppo, as all armed groups there were working with al-Nusra in the area that was controlled by them. Assad denied critics that the Russia and Syrian air forces are bombing the positions of moderate rebels, stressing that anyone who holds a weapon is a terrorist, concerning the United States and its actions in Syria. The leader said Washington is using the battle against terrorists as an excuse to achieve its own objectives in the Middle East, as well as those of its allies. We're trying to keep the hegemony of the United States around the world. And let me tell you, Assad was absolutely right. See, this whole time they've been calling for Assad to go. Who is the U.S. to go into another country and tell them that this person or that person needs to go? So it tells what their true intention is. They want him to go so that they can put in their puppet person, so that they can have the access to the natural gas line that's so critical economically, because most of the countries now are moving away and getting off of the petrodollar status. There is a fight for the economic viability of this country is one part of it, but what it's really about is just the cyclical movement of power around the world. In my opinion, these governments are in one big fraternity together.
Hey, David.
So, because of that. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty. What's up, brother?
Hey, what's going on, Dave? Hey, check this out, man. You just said that, right? You made a great point. Who are they to be telling other people or other nations who their leaders can or cannot be? While at the same time right now, even though it's a propaganda operation and there's no truth, but they're complaining about Russian interference in their internal politics. So again, the hypocrisy never ceases to end with these people.
Yeah, it's so true. See, and you know, what Syria said is they invited Russia in because they couldn't defend themselves. So, yeah, it's exactly. So let's really look at this for what this is. What are you doing there? How about this? Everyone that's not Syrian, take your butt home. Let that problem be solved. But see, there's an interest that people that aren't Syrian have in that region. So what are they going to do? It's Mali interest. It's so funny. Like Scotty said, the hypocrisy about this whole thing is that you so-called are invaders. There was no such thing as the Vietnam War. There was no such thing as the Korean War. There was no such thing as the war in Grenada. There was no such thing as the war the skirmish in Panama. There was no such thing as the Afghan War. There was no such thing as the war in Iraq. Let me tell you why. Those were all American wars. None of those countries invaded the United States. But see, the U.S. was able to get away with it because of its economic prowess and because they had everybody on the take. Now no one wants to take their cash. Their influence no longer, their overall geopolitical standing no longer has the influence in the overall hegemony by the gun, where they get to decide and threaten everybody. No longer is anyone afraid of that gangster. But this is all a part of a scheme and a plot and a plan, very thoroughly thought out and used for centuries, used for millennia, to divide and control, to keep people from seeing what's really going on. And then it's easy to perpetuate the agenda to subjugate and enslave them. There was no such thing as the Vietnam War. That was the American War. The Vietnamese military was not in San Diego, California, was not in El Paso, Texas, was not in Washington, D.C., was not in New York City, nor were the Koreans, nor were Iran, nor was Iraq. Totally lied about that. And what they do, the people here, they give you celebrity figureheads that you like, that is appealing to your eye and appealing to your ear, and you think, oh, this is a good person. Colin Powell straight lied at the UN. Straight lied. And you got folks around here When I say folks around here, I'm talking about folks in the neighborhood that absolutely just love this dude. That's the setup. It's the whole setup. Why? Because we were so enthralled about getting somebody black? How about getting the right person? How about dismantling this system because it's rotten to the core and establishing our own that serves our own purpose? And I guarantee you, the overall rest of the world will take notice, and maybe the rest of the people in the world will start doing the same thing. So, it's mildly interesting that all of these skirmishes are over in another country where they're trying to substantiate and validate their existence for being there, talking about it's a humanitarian mission. How is it a humanitarian mission when you are already considering bombing and that was your because your true intent, your creed and your deeds don't match up because you're nothing but pure liars. Murderers. In the ritual practice of the cults that you actually participate in. You want to continue to enslave everyone. And the bad thing about people here in the States is that they were cool as long as they could continue to have the lifestyle that they had here. As long as I get mine. Well, I'm just worrying about making it here. I understand you worried about making it here. But see, the thing is, you'll never make it in this system because it's a system to enslave you. Unless you're going to be willing to enslave others at a rate to where you will compromise your overall morality. This is what a true sellout is when you compromise your morality for someone else's agenda. And I hate to say it, so many of us don't want to be a slave, but we're willing to have them. We sure, damn sure want to have them. So, listen, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to touch on this and touch on a couple of other things. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. At any time you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. And we'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participation code is 549032#. So one more thing that I want to talk about, well, we need to really talk about this this decision. In this article that we just read from RT, very telling. Everything is pretty much done always in the first paragraph. Here it is. Says the very first paragraph, U.S. President Barack Obama is set to discuss further U.S. actions in Syria. Right then and there, you are a terrorist organization, period. There's no discussion that you need to have further actions in Syria. With senior foreign policy advisors at the National Security Council on Friday, the U.S. says military options are being mulled over among other possibilities. One scenario is to be discussed is involving direct U.S. military action in Syria. Ladies and gentlemen, that is how tyrants get their way and terrorists get their way. Let me tell you, if you know the meaning of terrorists is when you use violence to perpetuate a political or economic agenda. When you use violence to perpetuate a political or economic agenda. There was no threat that Syria has posed. But what it did do, it posed a threat to the overall stability and the overall hegemony of the U.S. dollar and the U.S. military being able to threaten everyone else around the world. Once they have U.S. military action in Syria, that means you are the terrorist because you always have been. Case in point, when you drop nuclear devices on people in Japan, that was an act of terror. Because that gave you political and in political and economic strong arming the rest of the world to do as you say. See, the lie is so thick with these people. And let me tell you something. It's not just the U.S. government. It's all of them. Because their definition of existence is to rule you. So, this is what is a big problem for us, because these entities follow a demonic cultic ritual practice. They create debt that they don't have to pay. They make laws that they don't have to obey. And they declare wars that they don't have to fight. And I would say those that do have to fight those wars need to ask the question, what the heck am I doing fighting for someone that's decided to kill and put me in harm's way and put us all in harm's way? Why am I listening to them? If they want to fight, they can easily do it among themselves. Because these governments never fight each other. They only fight the people of the world. And there's a way in which to do it. They have to get the people of the world to surrender to a lie to make them think that it's a truth that they need. Now, I know it's not a lot of people that would like what I'm saying, but I don't care. Don't care what you think. Because the truth of the matter is that you don't want the truth. You want to uphold the lie because it profits you. So you think. Every deal you make with the devil, you lose your soul. So, all of you that absolutely love the celebrity figurehead, this dude makes no decisions. But you know what? But he was willing to do. He was willing to be the celebrity figurehead and play the role. And let me tell you what that role is to get you to blindly follow. And this is why they indoctrinate you in school to perform idol worship of a material thing that's not even alive, a flag. See, what you don't realize is that what we fail to look at is that we are actually practicing rituals of destruction. And it has to be methodically seated in you at the youngest of ages. And they've done a great job with it, because no one is asking, well, I won't say no one is, but the general people of this planet, the majority of the people of this planet aren't asking the right questions. What if everything that they said is a lie? What if it's all a part of enslaving people? What if there's a hidden agenda to this whole thing? And then you can easily see that it is. You know how you know? Because what you've been taught to do in this whole society is to get over on any person at any particular time, as long as you can get away with it. This is what really you've been taught. And all of the falsehoods from the indoctrinations of the schools, the religious organizations that have no spirituality at all. Start asking questions, and things will start to come to you because you are creating the environment for the truth to embed itself with you. Most important thing. So this whole thing, the first paragraph is that, see, what they're doing is that they're making it politically correct to be, to maintain their overall manifest destiny in terrorist acts throughout the world. And we buy a hook, line, and sinker. But let me tell you, there's a big problem with that, ladies and gentlemen, is that just as it fools you, it fools the rest of the world. And the rest of the world right now, ladies and gentlemen, despise you. And they are all going to come together to destroy what they see as you stealing from them. And the system is sitting back on the sidelines, and they're instigating a fight among the people of the world, and they are going to be the one that wins. For every boxing match, two boxers get into the ring and pummel each other to near death, while the promoter of it all profits the most. And they put you in a square. They put them in a square. They put them in a ring. And they put them in the ring for the for an audience to cheer for one side or another. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the fundamental basis of control, divide and conquer and control. So, before this gets out of hand, and I do believe it will get out of hand because it serves their purpose. At what time? I don't know. It could be tomorrow. It could be next week. Could be next month. But I know from history tells me that those that want to maintain their overall control of people are willing to do whatever. They will have another flood that destroys the world. Will you have an ark that you have built is the only thing that really matters. So this article tells you pretty much everything. It tells you how all of these, and what they always have to do is it's always has to have a villain and a good guy. But the script is always written to get the audience to pay the price. So, very, very critical time. And it is just a matter of time before this thing turns from the proxy war into a more elaborate, all-out World War III that leads to global nuclear war one. So, very, very telling. Now, there's a couple of articles that I, also that I wanted to make known to you, and we talked about it, saying that the Russian Navy is basically going out to sea. And I'll give you an article really quickly. No, that's not. Okay. So, this is all starting to fall into place for the overall orchestrated plan. So this is something that we need to really know. Now, there was an article that also from Express that I want to pick up really quickly. And at any time, if you'd like to call in, express your opinions, your thoughts, or make a comment, don't hesitate. 641 is the area code, 715-3660, and a participant code is 549032 pound. I'll see you in queue. We'll bring you up. There's an article that was in express.co.uk. Very important. Here's the article. It says, nuclear war imminent as Russia tells citizens to find out where the closest bunkers are. Nuclear war could be imminent as Russia told its citizens to urgently prepare for a devastating radiation conflict as relations with the West stoops to the lowest since the Cold War. It's far worse than the Cold War, ladies and gentlemen. Far, far worse. These sociopaths are being controlled by psychopaths. So, the article goes on. If I can just... 1 second, everyone. So the article goes on, and this one, like I said, was posted in expressco.uk. Just bear with me for a minute. One of the things here, okay, here we go. A terrifying Russian television broadcast explicitly told citizens to find out where their nearest bomb shelter is and repeatedly asked viewers if they were ready for a nuclear war. One apocalyptic broadcast told viewers on Moscow's state-owned TV channel NTV if it should happen one day, every one of you should know where the nearest bomb shelter is. It's best to find out now, is what they said. Let me move this down. The enraged host blasted American impunitive behavior and spent 2 hours warning that a conflict could take place, could take a nuclear dimension. Now, I'm going to also say really quickly, the Russian government has told their government officials to call back all of their family and their children from universities and their families that are abroad to come back to Russia immediately. And this came from the Kremlin itself. It continues to say, the article continues to read. Aggressive posturing from Russia in the recent weeks have seen the state force 40 million of its citizens to take part in a massive defensive drill to prepare them for a nuclear holocaust. Russian military announced it would run the countrywide drill in preparation of a large-scale war. The governor of St. Petersburg clarified what bread rations people could expect should Russia come under attack. 30 grams for 20 days. Excuse me, not 30 grams, 300 grams for 20 days. The Kremlin also ordered nuclear-capable missiles to be rolled into a base in mainland Europe. It comes as Russia vows to shoot down any American fighter plane that attacked it, President Assad's forces in Syria. The verbal jousting between the U.S., Britain, and Russia over the issue of the ongoing bombardment of civilian Assyrians has reached a peak with the very real possibility of genuine armed conflict between the nations taking place over the city of Aleppo. Now, really important, Britain has told their pilots to shoot down any Russian plane. They've been going back and forth, and Russia has already said that they've already instituted a no-fly zone for any U.S. military aircraft in Syria. So if the U.S. even was to try to engage or some of just ammo depots, the likelihood and the possibility of a Russian S-300 missile defense system taking those planes down is high now. It's high now. And there is major military movement of the U.S. all over the planet now. Major movements. While Russia is telling their 40 million people to prepare, and I'm going to tell you who those 40 million people are, in my opinion, those are the continuity of government, the governmental officials, their families, their contractors, and the people that have critical billets that took place, and there's far more people than there. But there's a big difference. The U.S. has mildly been in very subtly been preparing the people here without telling them. They've given the smallest hints that no one would pick up that wasn't in tune to what's really going on in the world. But someone that is not in tune to what's going on in the world, they wouldn't even know that they just received a warning when Obama told you to prepare for unseen, events in the future. when Department of Homeland Security had a black billboards up all over the country and said, prepare. See, they didn't tell you for what. And then they could come back and say, see, we told you, but you didn't do it. You didn't do it. They're not telling you what's going on. There is no mainstream media that carried the Secretary of Defense, Ashton, his name just escaped me, Ashton Carter, and General Dumfries, when they went before the Senate's Armed Subcommittee and told them that they wanted a no-fly zone, and by getting a no-fly zone in Syria, that means that they would be at war with Syria and with Russia if they tried to put up a no-fly zone. Well, they got beat to the punch. They got outmaneuvered. Russia already put one up. So these are the truths that are happening. And some of the things that you need to be made aware of. Because as this thing continues to roll, and believe me, it can go at any time. I wouldn't be surprised one morning, one evening, one afternoon, it happens. Because it's going to happen. It's being strategically placed in Djibouti. It's being strategically placed in the South Sea of China, in Alaska, in South America. You know, it's funny how now that Cuba is now allowed to import Cuban cigars and rum into the United States. You know why that really happened? All of a sudden, the celebrity figurehead all of a sudden wanted relationships with Cuba out of the blue, all of a sudden. You know why? Because Russia's always had a relationship with them, and have had spy and listening observation posts there that they want to contend with. So what do? You break down the overall embargo. There was nothing intentional. These people never give you anything. They're setting you up to take everything. Setting you up to take everything. And I hate to say it, ladies and gentlemen, it's the U.S.'s turn to be the new third right of the Nazis, the fourth right of the Nazis, because this is how they control and maintain control of people globally. They give them a boogeyman and say, see, these people became insane and crazy, and we need to get rid of them. And they just continue to surface. There's going to be a new beacon of freedom. They falsely told you that this land was a land of freedom. It never has been, and it never had the intention to be that at all. All you have to do is look and see what the end results of it was, and it shows you that it was nothing that was sincere at all. Just look at their letter of the law. Their letter of the law is to enslave you at all times. And as this thing starts to unfold, the economic devastation is going to be so great. So great. But one of the things I wanted to talk about before we go into the break. On Wise Wednesday, there was a sister that called about gardening. And I wanted to make a comment, but I didn't want to take up the time because it was short time. I wanted Brother Davis and Sister Davis to make their point. One of the things about gardening in this scenario that we're going to be looking in, learn how to, if you have a garden outdoors, you have an outdoor garden, brothers and sisters, learn to garden in your area and how your soil, learn the conditions of your weather, and start to garden, know what you're going to be contending with. But if you're going to have a garden that's outside, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that's the best things that you can do is to hide that garden now. Do not have a front yard garden. Don't have your garden in the front yard, because when we are talking about the armed confrontation between U.S. and Russia and what that means that the everyday life that you've been so accustomed to is going to stop immediately. And you are going to be looking at a scenario scenario where there will be no rule of law, because the overall events that are going to happen in that overall confrontation, what it does is it turns out the lights. And when those lights go out, and I'm talking about the social structure, I'm talking about the so-called civilized agreement that was forced upon you. All of the services that you are used to will either be very dramatically interrupted or not, none at all. And then where we go from where you're going to have to know skills to get past to people that are completely skillless because everything has been made convenient. They don't even have seeds in fruit anymore. Had a friend that told me, I love the fruit with no seeds. You can just eat everything uninterrupted. Really? You didn't even see what they were really, what the agenda was there, taking God out of food. Once God is removed out of food, your food is no longer food. It's edible poison. So, listen, everyone, for your gardens, it is critical that you do not have a garden in your front yard. And if we go into a state where everything is interrupted by way of war, you need to cover your backyard garden. Do not harvest food from that garden. Get rid of that garden. Cover that garden. I'm going to tell you why. If you don't cover that garden, that will draw people's attention to you. There's a time and place for everything. There's a season for everything. You do not have a garden up in the initial stages of what we're seeing, what I'm seeing as the beginning of World War III that's going to turn to the global nuclear war one. What you should be doing is having staple goods that you can live off of. Don't live off of a garden. There's not the time for that. The appropriate time to bring that garden into where you start to cultivate that garden, I hate to say it, ladies and gentlemen, they say that when the lights go out, over 75% to 80% of the population in the United States will be gone within 45 days to 90 days. That's the only time that you could break a garden out. That will be the only time that you can break a garden out. Let me tell you, role playing, looking at situational things as to how people, the overall human response to things, how people respond to things, how people act in certain situations is critical. You're going to have to learn to read the signs. And one of the signs you need to learn to read is what is appropriate for you to do and what's not appropriate for you to do. How are you going to make yourself and your family more vulnerable to predators? In a garden is a big hello, come and get it. This person has a lot. Be tactical, be strategical in all that you do. Having a garden in the initial stages is the wrong time to put that garden, to actively work that garden, because it will get worked. Because you can't compete against all of the hungry people and the people that will all of a sudden have a I can do whatever I want mentality, like you saw in Katrina. Katrina was a very critical operation because it was able to gauge how people will respond to each other, and they realized something that the rest of the country didn't care what was really going on in New Orleans, and they just sat back and watched on their TV, because that's what people have been taught to do. They've been taught to respond by way of the television, the program, Listen, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. If you have a comment, you disagree, hey, I love it because we can learn from everything, or if you just want to add something, you have a question about it, give us a call. And when we come back out of the commercial break, you're listening to the Tando Radio Show that's brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back in 2 minutes and 7.
The Black Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent Black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of Black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for Black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new Black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public Black radio for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, you have a question or comment, don't hesitate, don't be shy. Very, very important that we all sound off quick because everyone, you know, one of the things about preparing, it's unique to where you are, who you are, what your requirements are, what your family needs are, and what your conditions are. Because what works for someone in one part of the country will not be as effective as another part, or even more effective. It is so unique. Preparing is unique. And there are so many different ways to do it. And it's going to be a time in which you are going to have to rely on your memory if you haven't established, or even if you have established. Look, Brother Braggs will tell you, man, books is key. They are so important. But what happens when the library is gone? There's a library that you need to store away in your mind. This is why sometimes it's so important to spend some quiet time with yourself and start to build your library to where you can recall things. So, very, very important. So we got a caller in queue. Let's go to this caller really quickly. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from? What is your question or comment?
Hey, Davis, the Davis team.
Hey, Sister Davis.
Hey, we were fueling and stuff, and we just tuned in, and I heard about the garden. And you are so true, brother, about if you got this perfect garden with all them roses and everything, everybody will see that, absolutely. I have two tips on that. Gardening that is underground, like potatoes or sweet potatoes, that's good because if you don't recognize what it looks like on the outside with the vines, the obvious person might think it's a weed, as where the rich fruit, the rich vegetables are up underground. So that's
right.
Always right. Good. Also, you might want to let the weeds grow. You know, the weeds take over a garden, and if you see weeds and you don't really see what's there, a lot of times you don't know what's there, actually. I know my dad, he does a lot of cucumbers, and, you know, he does have them growing up a trellis. However, sometimes we're sitting there looking at it, looking for a cucumber, and we can't find one, and it's one right there, but we don't see it because of the foliage that's on top. But another thing that I want to mention is that what we're doing is a lot of dehydrated foods, the dried foods. This is a great time of year. Right now it's harvest time. A basic food dehydrator runs about $40 or $50 at Walmart, but the really good industrial ones are about $200. They have about 15 shelves unit with the heater inside, and you can get them on Amazon. But I'm telling you, brother, I just ate dried apples today. We went to Sam's Club, and we got a big bag. At first, I kind of put the bag down because the bag was like $7.98, and I was like, I don't know if I want to buy that. But I looked on the back, and all it had was apples. No nitrates, no nothing. It was just 100% apples, and they were, you can see all they did was core the apple, and they sliced it, put it in the dehydrator, and I ate a group of them today. And it really kind of satisfied my little, I want something crunchy, I want something sweet, and I want something that's nutritious. And dry foods, when you're underground or in the basement or hocking down, you know, when this all hits, dried fruit and vegetables, because you can live off of that, and water. You know, now, I mentioned the other day on the phone, I think yesterday or the day before, for our daughter, when we took stuff to her house, she's not as industrious as we are. So I knew that, you know, giving her dry rice, she wouldn't know how to reconstitute that. So we went to Walmart, and we bought the bags of rice. Like Uncle Ben makes it. You know, it's already pre-cooked. Mm-hmm. All you do is open them and put them in the microwave or put them in the oven or whatever. But you can eat them right out the bag. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They have flavors. Some of them are white rice, wild rice. Now they even have quinoa. Now, that's why I took a lot of that to her house. I put it in, my husband and I, we put it in a tin trash can. Because you don't want to just put it in a plastic container, because a rat or a mouse will eat through that. They like rice too. So you got to think about everything that's right, going to be hungry, including rodents are going to be hungry. The bugs are going to be hungry. And also you have to think about feeding your pets if you keep your pets. Because your pets might turn on you when they're not eating. You know, they're nice and fluffy and cute now, but when they start to get ravaged and hungry, they're either you're going to have to not feed them, or you're going to have to, just something to keep in mind, either they're going to eat or you're going to eat, but after a while, you know, nobody's going to be on the diets that they're used to. And your nice little fluffy dog or your German Shepherd might not be so friendly after a while. Just throwing that out there for people.
Mm-hmm. But that's so true, Sister Davis.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you think, you know, if you're going to be doing this for months at a time, you know, your animals are substandard, unfortunately. Some of them can be used for protection, but then you got to think about if they bark at the wrong time, they can also give up your hidden card. So it's a fine line. Maybe we can talk about that a show just about animals. But I did want to relay that dry foods, you can put them in Ziploc bags, and that might be the way to really nourish yourself for a lot of people who don't know how to have the sternos and the propane and the grills and all that stuff that they're going to need. Because like we said before, if they can smell it, they want it. So, but if you're eating dried apples or pears or string beans out of a bag, can't nobody smell that except you and your family.
And another thing, keep in mind that all the foods that you eat, you should focus on whether they are acidity or whether they're alkaline, because those are also going to be different areas of focus in your function that you want to be able to sustain a higher quality of alkaline body as possible. So keep that in mind when you drive.
But I highly want to recommend the dried foods, because that's what a lot of the military, you know, use, the dried foods. And you can always reconstitute them if you have the ability, but if not, you'll just be crunching down on something dry, and at least you will not die of hunger or starvation. So...
so many things. You know, it's great, great points. And I love the Davis team, because, you know, one of the things I love is that when Brother Davis is on, you'll hear Sister Davis in the background whisper. And then when Sister Davis is on, you'll hear Brother Davis in the back. Man, that cooperation is amazing. I love it. So great, great points. You know, Sister Davis talked about the animals, and then some of the more capable animals that can protect for protection. There is a problem with them if they're not going to eat. Well, I'm going to tell you, that's very true. very, very true. And then I would also say, remind everyone, there aren't a lot of dogs walking around in Venezuela, because a lot of the animals themselves have been turned into protein. So
yes,
it's
you're
a
right,
lot of stuff.
Yeah, you're right about that. A lot of people don't think about that. And also, you know, people don't think about eating rats either, but you can eat a rat. I mean, you know, I mean, if it comes up against, I probably won't, but, you know, it
never
just...
Never say never.
Yeah, my husband said never say never, you know what I mean? Because if it means life or death, you know what I mean? You know, rats are a delicacy in certain parts of the world. You know, we turn our nose up to it. But in certain countries, you know, that's the bigger the better they look at it. And once you, you know, get down just to the actual flesh meat, you know, it is what it is. So, like my husband said, you know, you can't turn your nose up to just anything. And also, we talked about a little bit after the show yesterday, my husband and I, and maybe we need to talk about this maybe on the next show too, is especially with husbands and wives and spouses that are together, you know, you got to put yourself in a different mindset. If there's going to be a general, then that general has to be the general, and everybody can't be the general. And, you know, I'm talking to the ladies, you know, because some of us have to take the role of general depending on the circumstance, but there has to be some submission into what's going on once it all hits the fan. You know, it really does. I know here in our truck, I know I came into this truck driving thing not knowing as much as my husband, and I'll tell anybody, this truck rolls and we're the David team and it's working for us because he's the boss and I just go by what he tells me to do. Because he knows this truck, he's been doing it for 30 years, I've been doing it for just a few years. So I definitely yield to him in that circumstance. And once all this really hits the fan, there's going to have to be a lot of yielding in the relationships for it to work. And, you know, it's not going to be the time that you're going to have a lot of negotiation. Whoever knows the ropes has to take the lead, and the other ones have to follow, whether or not it's the kids, whether or not it's the spouse, whether or not it's the mother. Because if you take your mother along with you, mama can't be the boss because she might not know all what we know as the younger people. You know what I mean? They might want to say, well, you know, let's wait and see what Hillary going to do. Are they going to make a, let's listen to CNN. No, we're not going to have that. We know as the Tando group, we ain't listening to CNN. But if you got your mama with you, she might be fighting you on that. So those are some relationship things that could make or break that next level of where you're going. And we as a people, especially on this show, we might need to talk about that, you know, like the brother said about his daughters, you know what I mean? You know, they're not going to understand. They're going to still think they can get their hair done. You know, they're going to think that, you know, you just have to understand that everybody's not going to be on the same page, and their priorities are no longer the priority. And it's going to be either culture shock or you can start implementing some of that now.
So true, Sister Davis. Well said. You know, it's a couple of things that you had touched on, you know, about eating rats and things of that nature. You know, one of the things that, and Brother Davis said never say never, it's so true. One of the things is that here in the States, the overall quality of life and standard of living, there were never things that you looked upon as a source of food. Because the quality of life and the standard of living meant that you could do something else. Well, there are different food sources in the world because of necessity. And once necessity, during the Great Depression, all of the deer, all of the squirrel population was almost taken to extinction. And that is going to be the case again if it goes the way that it's going. Very, very critical. And, you know, Sister Davis also, we got another call in queue. I'm going to go to this call in a second. Sister Davis also talked about the overall, the relationships between people. Very, very critical. Very, very critical. One of the things that's also going to, and because Sister Davis hit on a lot of good things, there's another good side to the whole thing. People will finally find true love also. They will understand what it means to love because of just the simplicities of life is going to free some of you, some of your talents that has been suppressed because of the overall technology facade that we live in. Some of your true natural God-given talents are going to soar. Some of you are going to hear better and see better. Some of you, that vision is bad, is going to be corrected to be much stronger. Your hearing is going to get much stronger. All of your senses, because now you will be relying on those things. And some of your true talents are going to work out. I'm going to tell you one of the things. One of the things I learned, I'm going to go to the caller after this. Caller, hold on. 910, hold on one second. One of the things that I learned from the L.A. riots, and it was a great thing for me to learn when I was a young police officer in Watts during that time. I learned something very quickly, that people are relentless. The human spirit is relentless. A lot of people had, even though they knew things was coming that way, some people that didn't see it coming adjusted right away, to where some people realized that they didn't have the overall, the sterile environment that they had a week ago was no longer around. So it was so easy to be rude to people. It was so easy to be arrogant. It was so easy to be, dismissive or not even caring. Oh, they dropped that crap right away. They dropped that crap right away. People were looking to work with each other. And I'm really hoping, and I know by the way things are going to go, it's going to be some bad times and everything else, but there's going to be some good that comes out of it as well. And Sister Davis is so true. The relationships is going to be critical. Your sleeping is going to change. Your eating. I would say with food, if you are someone that doesn't eat beans and rice, maybe you need to introduce this to your diet now. And some of you that are vegetarians or vegans, you may have to, when this thing goes down, and I know once the necessity for food, you may change your overall diet. So, but be open to everything, because it's not going to be the controlled environment that you grew up in, that you are now accustomed to and used to. It is going to be one that's going to be difficult. I tell you, give you some idea of what you should be preparing for. The only thing on TV that I watch that is relevant, one of the things, I watch a couple of things, but one that's kind of relevant, even though it's in a sterile environment, but it's really good, is Naked and Afraid. It shows you, without the resources that we use every day, not how weak we are, but how vulnerable we've been made in living in a real world scenario. I hate to tell you that civilization is a facade. It is not the truth. It has to be maintained by manipulators in order for it to work. The natural world doesn't. Listen, let's go to a caller that's in queue. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Brother Dave, what's up? This is Zion.
Zion, what's up, brother? Zion.
Nothing, man. Enjoying the show, man. Enjoying the show, man.
Yes, sir.
I heard you say something earlier about some program or some algorithm that you had about putting in to see the effects of the nuclear fallout.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm highly interested in that, brother.
Yes, well, let's do it. Let's do it. What city would you like for me to put in?
I want you to put in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, because I feel like if they do hit, they're going to hit that military base.
Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Let me see if it's not here. Let me pull it up. Okay, I can put it in. Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Let me let it populate for 1 second.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if it's my thing with okay, here it is, Fort Bragg, boom. Okay, now, some of the one of the things we need to look at now, we need to, let me put in, what type of device do we want to, you want to use a Russian or a Chinese nuclear device?
Let's go with Russia.
A Russian? All right.
Yeah.
The Topod, the SS-25 is currently in the Russian arsenal. So let's hear it. Let's see. Then I click detonate. And okay, so now here's the S. Okay, here it goes. It's populating now. Okay, it just stopped populating. Okay, what it says with that nuclear device, estimated fatalities is 26,600 people. Estimate injured is 94,400. In any given 24-hour period, the proximity of people in one. In the range of per square mile, in a per square mile radius. So it goes out to say that the fireball was from Fort Bragg and it went to Fayetteville State University, just short of Fayetteville State University. The last city that I see that it crossed over was Cross Mills, whatever that is. Just short of Fayetteville itself. It didn't reach Fayetteville.
Is it Cross Mills or Hope Mills?
It's Cross Mills Mall. I'm sorry, Cross Mills Mall.
Cross Creek Mall, okay.
Oh, see, yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah, Cross Creek Mall. My bad. I was thinking about Cross, because I know another Cross. Yeah, so it went there, Cross Creek Mall, and it just went short of Fayetteville Technical Community College, where the fireball radius went, okay?
All right.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was the thermal radiation. The fireball, actually, from that one was in Fort Bragg itself. It was contained in Fort Bragg, and the air blast went out to as far as, let me give a point of reference, to the north, it went past Spring Lake.
Yeah.
To the north, east Spring Lake. So, just to give you an idea of what that was. So, it had a casualty fatality rate of 26,000, estimate injured of 94,000. Now, just think about that. That means in that whole area, everything there, there is no hospital. There are no first responders that will be able to respond to that at all. Because you have to think about it. If that happened at Fort Bragg, it's happening in other places in the country. So it's a yo-yo effect, everyone. That means that you are on your own. You are on your own. Because the overall medical field is going to be inundated. And they don't have the supplies nor the means to deal with what they're going to be dealing with.
Wow.
So that's one of the bad things. Now, is this all possible? Of course it's possible. Why would they have the weapons in the first place if they never intended to use them?
Right.
They have them because they intend to use them at the appropriate time. When do they intend to use them is the key. And I would say in a depopulation, when the agenda is depopulation, this is the most effective and efficient way. As Z-Big said, it's infinitely easier to kill a million people in today's world than it is to control them. You know why it's difficult? Because some of y'all is hard-headed. Y'all don't believe the lies no more. Y'all want your freedom. Y'all want your sovereignty. Y'all don't want to be led by leaders. You want to be the way the great creator intended you to be, free and independent. And that's the problem. So that was Fort Bragg's, bruh.
Well, that's what I was thinking, because, you know, I live in the Hope Mills area of you know, it's actually, to me, it's still part of Fayetteville, North Carolina, but it's on the outskirts. And I've always said when I moved down here, that's the prime target for when the bombs start flying.
Yeah, they really are. Now, let me do a Chinese one.
Okay.
Real quick. Here comes the Dengfeng 4. It's an ICBM. Oop, nope, hit the wrong one. Sorry about that. Hit the wrong one. Okay, here it goes. Okay, now, it has 84,000 people that with fatalities and 162 injuries, and it goes past Fayetteville. It goes all the way down to... It passes Hope Mills. The overall terminal radiation. When terminal radiation means you get third-degree burns. Everyone in that area would get third degree burns. So I see to the southeast of Fort Bragg, a little southeast of Fort Bragg, but it's just south of Fort Bragg. I see Hope Mills, and it does encompass Fort Mills. It takes east over. It grabs Wade, parts of Wade, and so just so give you an idea. So that's from China's one of China's largest of what is known of their intercontinental ballistic missiles.
Wow.
So, yeah. Mm.
That's pretty deep.
Yeah. So it's things that we need to, you know, now that we know what we need to do. We know what we need to move. And one of the things with that nuclear thing is you need to always know where the wind is. Now, one of the things about the radiation from nuclear devices and what they don't tell you is that a lot of the radiation is actually consumed in the blast itself. And, you know, today's world, they have tactical nukes. Tianjin Port was a tactical nuke, and I'm gonna bring up how much time we got. Yeah, in the next part of the hour, last part of the hour, I'm gonna look at what happened. I believe it was August the 15th of 2015, or right around that time, a year ago, in the third largest port in China. It was actually, in my opinion, it was hit with a tactical nuke. So those things, they're not as the tactical nukes that they have today is not as powerful, but they still destroy infrastructure and everything else. It still has the, you know, some of the casualties and everything else, but it's you know, it's not the the highly publicized ones, and they're very strategic. I'll give you an example. In my opinion, when you looked at the World Trade Center, that's tactical nuke capability. That's tactical nuke technology. That's what you see. That's why you saw that white powder everywhere. That's why, you know, so that's just
thermite.
Where we are, bruh. Yep, thermite. That's exactly what it was with thermite. Yep. With thermite.
All right.
Man, okay, brother, bro. Always. How's everything? Hey, I had called you right after. So check your, and I text you the number. So just so you know, if you need
Actually, let me know, man.
I
didn't get neither the call or the text. I was looking for it. I was making sure my phone was charged.
All right. Well, let me. Okay. Was it? Well, you know why? Because I must have had the number. Hold on. I sent it to just the prefix is 439. Is that one of your numbers?
No.
No, okay. It's this 9910, right? That's it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll send it to that. Sorry, brother. I wrote it down wrong.
Sorry, brother.
So I got it now, and I'm going to send you something right after the show.
All right, man. Well, you know, I'm going to definitely listen to the rest of the show, man. And
definitely, brother.
Talk to you, brother.
Hey, man, if you need something, y'all hit me up. I'm going to give you my contact you right after the show, okay?
All right.
All right, brother.
Peace.
Peace, peace. All right, let's go to another caller. We got Ramon was there. Ramon, Dave. What's going on, brother?
What's up, brother? Dave, man.
Yes, sir. Hey, wait, Ramon, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. You know about those. When we come back out of the commercial break, I'm going to go right to you, okay?
Yes.
Okay, listen, everyone, we're going to go to a commercial break. If you would like to, if you got a question or comment, if you'd like me to put your city or city that you would like to know about in a tactical, a nuclear attack, what would some of the data shows, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. And let me tell you, the 96-hour margin call, ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion, has already started. The hours are winding down. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. I want to go to Ramon, and we have another caller that's in queue after that, and so we're going to continue here. Let's go to Ramon. Go ahead, Ramon. You're on, brother.
Good day,
yes, sir.
Good day.
What's up, bro? How you feeling?
How does my mic sound, brother? It's a new one.
Scotty. Man, your mic sounds perfect.
Hey, I'm getting good.
Sounds really good.
Scotty. Hey, Scotty, what's up? I know you're on the boards, man, so I want to say what's up to you.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, getting ready for you, Scotty. I'm set up, brother.
Yeah, I just did that second half of that video today, so I'm just going to need to get your address so I can send it in DVD form.
For sure. I'll send it over, and you and Gus did a good job on that first one, man, and if I had known that, I could have already been set up. But Dave, I'd like to share national slave catcher news in Scotty's words, and I don't know if everybody is aware of this, but I felt like this audience deserves to hear when we've been attacked. Yesterday over in Edina, Minnesota, are you familiar with this story about a slave being, or our brother being accosted and trampled over in Edina, Minnesota, for simply just walking around a construction barrier. He was
no.
Here's what an eyewitness said, if you don't mind me. It's very brief.
I just of course.
Read it. Okay. It says, I witnessed a video earlier today. I passed by a man who was walking on the white line of the shoulder of the street. There was construction, and it was obvious that the sidewalk was not available right there, so he was hugging the right side as far as he could go. I went around him and noticed in my rearview mirror that an unmarked SUV turned on police lights. The The officer pulled in front of the pedestrian to cut him off. And in doing so, literally took this man into custody for breaking no law. The video is available on YouTube right now. I discovered it on Facebook. But this is a very important video we should all go out and look at right now. You can find it on YouTube under the title Black Man Being Arrested in Edina, that's Edina, Minnesota. This is a very appalling and a very offensive act of racism, white supremacy on behalf of these slave catchers. Thank you, Dave, and I'll mute my line.
Okay, yeah, go check. I'm going to check it out because, yeah, that's crazy. And I'm going to tell you, it's one of the things that's happening is that.
Hey, Dave, I don't mean to cut in again. Y'all, I'm serious. Y'all going to be very offended. This is one you probably really got to sit down and wait till you're off the air to see. It's that offensive.
Wow. Okay. Well, yeah, I'm going to definitely. I'm going to tell you, the departments know exactly what. They're doing the overall, because they hire these individuals. They know their psychological profile, and they're intentionally doing it and hiring them because it serves the overall complete systematic agenda of subjugation and enslavement. So I'm gonna check it out after the show, man. Thanks, Ramon.
Hey, keep
it
up.
And looking forward to you on, you know, co-hosting the show from time to time. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I got another quick article that I want to share because I think it's relevant. Even as we prepare for these worst-case scenarios before the grid goes down or we lose power or mm-hmm. anything, but more and more stories are coming out about social media platforms working with the police to target black folks. So this is what the ACLU just said. The title of the article is Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram sent feeds that help police track minorities in Ferguson and Baltimore, report says. So I'm going to read an excerpt. These platforms need to be doing more to protect the free speech rights of activists of color and stop facilitating their surveillance by police, said Nicole Olzer, Technology and Civil Liberties Policy Director for the ACLU of California. The ACLU shouldn't have to tell Facebook or Twitter what their own developers are doing. The companies need to enact strong public policies and robust auditing procedures to ensure their platforms aren't being used for discriminatory surveillance. Well, the only problem with that is like
you
pointed out, who actually created these platforms, okay?
Tell them, Scotty.
And I mean, the company, they don't even mention that the company, Geofedia, is a CIA company. So I just wanted to share that. I'm going to keep beating that horn. I'm telling whoever will, we created BTRCommunity.com. You got all these other people now, other sources telling you what they've been telling you, what I've been telling you. So I'm talking to the activists. If you just posting cat pictures on Facebook, you probably ain't got nothing to worry about. But if you are organizing, or even if you're prepping, and you don't want to be on these platforms sharing too much information. All right, that's all.
Yep, and it's so true. Let me tell you what's really is data mining that's going on there. There's data mining. And it's all of this comes to the same purpose. Is one of the methods to get to the objective. And then we got another caller. I'm going to go to this other caller, 315. Hold on 1 second. Let me tell you, in my opinion, what's being done here. When things, they create the environment so they'll see who will come out and they can start to identify the intrinsic leaders or the intrinsic people of influence, the people of influence within the communities, so that they will show themselves at the appropriate time, and then they can start to put a spider program on everyone that they have contact with. This is why they'll send you, do you know this person? Do you know that person? Facebook, send you that. Man, Facebook, quit sending me that I don't know nobody. I don't know you. Who the hell is asking? So one of that is, and Scotty is absolutely right. This is data mining because it's and what they did is they realized from overall from gossip and things of that. They started to put the juicy stuff that people like to do, and then they slowly inebriated them in a line of splendor, thinking that it was something else. This is why that one dude said, well, good luck with that. Facebook is free. No, homie. Ain't nowhere near free.
Dave.
Yes.
It should be noted, too, that on those type of sites that you will get a catfish, you know, people trolling for you. They're looking for you. You know, they'll have up these half-naked women sending friend requests and things like that to get them guys talking. These are the type of tactics that they have been writing about that people aren't talking about on the public sites.
It's warfare. And you know what, Ramon? I'm glad you said that because that is so true. That is so true. Because all's fair. War is deception. And this is the thing. They want to maintain control. And they realize that they need... This is why during the major events, they've been saying, like when the Arab Spring happened, what did they push out? What did cerebrally naive networks say? Oh, Twitter was such a big help. Twitter was there. Twitter was... Why? Because they want you to use those things at the appropriate time. When different things happened in Ferguson, and they said that, oh, people were setting things up by Twitter, you're using the system that they created so that they could track you, homie. So, it's, man, it's real. It's real. So, let's, there's a caller we got in queue. Want to go to this caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment? 315? Call in the 315. Going once, going twice. Call in the 31. Yes.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, sister, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Who is this? This is my peoples?
Yes, it is.
I knew it was you, right?
My son in the background?
Yeah, my man. I heard your prince in the background. I know that voice.
Yeah.
What's up? How you doing?
I'm all right. How you been?
I'm good. You stopped getting them tickets?
Yeah, I did actually.
Cool. Well, go ahead. What's up? I don't want to say your name. What's up?
Okay, so I was looking up things for survival and seeing this little odd looking bracelet, and I'm like, what would that be used for? Is it, you know, to find somebody in the dark or something? I thought it was a glow-in-the-dark bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
But instead it's something called paracord?
Yeah, paracord. Paracord. You're talking about what is known as the survival bracelets.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Good. And I'm glad you called and said, all right, let me tell you a little bit about this survival bracelet. The paracord you could use for a lot of stuff, but let me tell you, one thing that you need to do is you need to, and I love my daughter for this. My daughter is so observant. I love it. One of the things that you need to be doing everywhere you go, you need to be looking at people and scanning them for who they are. And then a lot of times you can see if someone's carrying a gun or whatever. If you ever see someone that's wearing a survival bracelet, you need to take notice. You need to take notice, okay? I don't ever wear a survival bracelet. If I have one, it's in my pocket for nobody else to see. One of the things that happens in major events is that you want to be as inconspicuous as you possibly can. Now, that paracord can be used for so many things. You can use it as a defense weapon. You could, you know, and you could just think about putting that around somebody's neck and how effective that would be. Okay, I don't want to get no ideas, so you know. You could use that for so many things that you could use that way. You can actually use it if you needed to do the old school style fire making, you know, with the friction with a stick and having some to get a spark to actually put inside of, you know, to get a fire going. It helps you with it. I mean, that bracelet helps you with so many things. But what actually has been used for, you know, use it in the military a lot, is the same kind of cord that's used in some things, but it's much more rigid and much stronger in jumping out of planes and things of that nature. But it's really durable, really strong cord. But
I would always say be careful of wearing those, because you identify yourself as someone that other people would want to know.
Shouldn't be nothing with it. I'm on the radio right now.
So, just so you know. But yeah, it has a lot of useful use. I mean, it has a lot of use that you can use it. It's okay to have it, but you don't have to wear it just because it's the fad and everybody else do it. And then you could also go to Walmart and make it yourself. They have the paracord there. Yeah. And it's just a matter of tying it and everything else. So it's just so many useful things, but it's become really faddish in the prepping world as someone letting other people know I'm a prepper. But it is useful. It does have some real good uses that you can use. But you need to identify those around you that have that and watch them, because that means that they could either be friend or foe. You need to know. Okay?
All right. Yep, thank you.
Cool. That was it?
Well, now that you mention it, how much, I know the obvious answer would be as much as you can get, but about how much silver would we need, you know?
You know, I'm a rush on this one because I forgot we only got 4 minutes left in the show because we end early. Okay, yes, you get what you can get.
Hey, Dave, there's no program. I'm sorry, there's no program after you. You the last show of the night.
Okay, cool. I'm glad because we got another call in queue. The 786, I'm going to come to you right after this question. Good question, and I'm glad I didn't have to rush. Now, here's the thing with the metals, with silver in particular. People think that, well, you can't eat, you know, I don't need silver because you can't eat it. I'm going to need food and everything else. Well, if you're in a scenario where you have come to that where you're going to need, you're not going to be able to eat safely without silver. You're not going to be able to purify water on a continuous basis without exhausting its overall life or ability to because even with filters, they have a shelf life on how long they could actually purify water. But it is a basic way to purify water continuously, okay? So, and then not only that, you can't eat safely without it, silver. So silver is critical because it strengthens your immune system and it keeps you healthier. When Zion was talking about the cleanliness, and one of the things that you also want to have to clean yourself is silver. It's the intrinsic value of silver is 6. So to answer your question, you get what you can get, but there's a way in which you need to acquire it, because you don't want to acquire it and then someone else takes it from you. And if you don't know what I mean by that, you may think that you are acquiring it safely, but you're not. This is why if you're looking to actually buy the metals, text me, go to Prosperity Mint, check out what we have there, and then text me, here on YouTube. But those of you that have been listening, go to Tando Radio Show on BTR, send me a message. Or you can email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com, and then we'll go through why. And those of you that do, you'll be happy and never have to worry about things. Everybody else is going to have problems. You're going to have problems. So, but just to answer your question, you get everything that you can get. Because it's valuable. And let me tell you how it's really valuable. When things go awry, there's a black market that's going to come up. And one of the preferred methods, especially for how long this thing is going to be happening, one of the preferred methods of payment and exchange for goods, one asset for another asset, is going to be the precious metals. And it's so crazy because from that, you can actually seize on the opportunity to become extremely useful, resourceful, and wealthy. Because so you just do what you can. Don't overextend yourself. I had a friend said to me, David, don't you want to be diversified? You don't want to have all of your eggs in one basket. I said, yes, that's very true. But all of your baskets should be made of silver and gold. Every basket that you have should be made of silver and gold. What do I mean by that? All of your economic and financial things has to start with silver and gold. has to start. Because if not, all you are is getting paid a slave's wage. So hopefully that answers your question. But if you can get 25, if you can get 20, that's good. Get 20, get 10. And then if you can get 11 after that, get 11. Continue to acquire assets. Make sure you get your food, your water, your necessities. But the precious metals are used for far much more. Most people don't know how to use the precious metals. That's why they think that they you know, that they're not relevant. But that is so not true. And you know that.
But yes, that's true.
I'm glad you asked the question. So hold on, sister. Let me, did I answer your question?
Yep, you got it.
You good? Okay. Listen, stay in contact. Hearing you guys and everything else, we're going to be doing some more things pretty soon. Just been real busy. But if you need something, you know, hit me up.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. All right. All right, let's go to the next caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Peace, brother. Peace, brother. It's Sharif Ali. How you doing, brother?
Sharif, what's up, man?
What's up, brother? How you doing today?
Good, good, good.
I mean, if your show's going to go over, I don't want to interrupt, you know, because I want to give a shout-out to BTR Radio and just thank you all for providing this level of content. And I wanted to talk to you about something that I saw the other day, so I didn't know if that was okay. I know you say you might have to go because the show.
No. Let's, is it something that we need to talk private?
No, I wouldn't do that on the public area. You know, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, okay.
Like that. But
go ahead.
I wanted to bring up, you know, because I was actually listening to Brother Scott.
David.
The guy that runs the network.
Scotty.
Yeah, Scotty. He was on the air earlier, and I like his opinion and the way he speaks about the political situation going on. And I actually, you know, I was watching a debate the other day, and just two
Shame
things that
you.
Stood out to me. I know, right? Please forgive me.
I'll just play.
But I wanted to point out that, you know, we talk about these different things, and we were talking about how Hillary Clinton called, she said basically people have the opportunity to exercise their franchise. And I was pointing out to some of the guys in the community and people that, you know, she literally saying your social security number and you are a franchise of the United States.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people they're not aware of that. And then one of the other things, you know, that your mentor, you know, when it comes to with privacy and trust and stuff like that, he was when they were talking to Donald about him releasing his tax records, it's been the same thing for two elections in a row since I've been able to vote, which is you see them asking Republicans to release their tax records because these individuals have their affairs structured in a way in which they're not having to pay taxes. But you see a dog and pony show as though maybe even a Democratic Party's not using trust and things to stay private as well. And it was just interesting that they were asking him, did you pay your taxes? And he was like, you know, you keep hearing, they kept asking him, you haven't paid taxes in 20 years. And he's like, well, I have spent millions of dollars paying taxes, his corporations, of course. But he said a lot of that goes to depreciation. And you would think that our people would listen to this information and say, wow. They look at it in a way from a poverty consciousness instead of a wealthy consciousness, which is, how is it that this man is not able to pay taxes, but he's running for a public office? And if he truly was running for public office, how would he be able to do that? Well, in all actuality, this man has been able to maintain his privacy through trust. And it was just really interesting, and I just wanted to point that out to you, see if you had saw that, if you got a chance to see it, how he literally said most of that goes to depreciation. Like, well, we need to be in real estate. This man has a portfolio that's in real estate that allows you to not pay taxes or mitigate your tax liability because of the industry that he's in. And it was just so interesting. Just two points, man, that I've been highlighting to our people so they can wake up and not be so sauced up about, oh, you know, his hair, or, oh, you know, her foundation in Haiti is doing this, that, and third. It's like, let's look at some of the subtle details. And then, even listen to Scotty earlier, and you hear this right now. They're saying, well, you know, you hear international news saying, hey, you know, if Hillary goes in office, she has this warlike mentality, And, you know, when you hear Donald, it's like, this is business for him. This is a businessman. Whereas we see a lot of self-interest and interest that she's being controlled by, you know, that people aren't aware of. And I just wanted to throw that out there to you, because it's just been hilarious, man, to see the dog and pony show, but to hear our people in particular be so disengaged with being able to see the truth and get rid of the smoke and mirrors, but they're so into, like I said, his hair or the fact that, you know, just this, that, and the third. It's like, well, if you understand that this is business, let's look at who's going to deal better business-wise. And we understand that it's a dog and pony show. They're selected and they're not elected and things of that nature. But it was just really interesting. But I just wanted to hear your thoughts and see what you thought about that. You know, so, yeah, man, it's been good, man. But peace to you, though, brother.
Much love. Yeah, I'm going to give you a call, because I tried to call you the other day. We missed each other. So we'll catch up. But, yeah, man, you know, Sharif, this is why Black Talk Radio Network is so important, because it's really important that our people haven't been made aware of opportunities. If you continue to go one way, then you are only going to get the way that you course. There are other ways to do things, and we should be changing our methods and our objectives. And that's where, you know, brothers like you come into play. This is why it's so important that we actually teach things, expose things to people so that they can make their own conscious decision as to why people do what they do. And like you said, the dog and pony show, I have to hear it from you all, because I don't ever watch anything that's going on there. But it's important, because you see, I don't need to do it because you're doing it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then the points that need to be made, you know, people that are interested in that, they'll bring it to us that way. Scotty will bring it to us. You can bring it to us. And a bunch of other people. It's great when we all work within our talents, because I have neither the patience nor the talent to that. But that's not saying it's not something that we should be, because I do it in a different way. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so it's critical that we be who we really are, uniquely different. And that's where our real strengths are. And then once we bring our intrinsical value together, man, we become so much more powerful. It's like you said, you know, when she said the franchising of themselves, she was you're absolutely right. She's talking about you are a franchise of the corporation of the United States. And if you know that, then maybe there's ways in which you could use that to your advantage to get to where your objective is.
Yep.
So,
you know,
many ways.
And the only reason the reason why that one stood out to me was, you know, from the information that, you know, I've been taught is own nothing, control everything. So when we deal with someone saying, hey, well, you've been given a franchise from birth, well, okay, I mean, there's a McDonald's, there's a KFC, there's a Wendy's. They all serve different things. They're all franchises. You don't have to use that franchise as a business. You can open up other businesses, and that should encourage us. When someone says, hey, well, you already have a business, you should be opening up multiple businesses and diversifying your portfolio. So it's just interesting to hear a government official say that you actually have a franchise of the government, and just our people are so blind to the fact that, well, why don't we just go open up another business? And it's just a gambit of stuff, you know. So it was just an interesting thing. You don't really, and I know most people didn't catch it. That's the biggest thing. And like, I don't, you know, I don't pay attention to a lot of that, but it's
but it's important.
Breath,
yeah.
Because I hear it from other people, you know. So I definitely hear it from other people, but every now and then to catch it, because I have the eye, like Scotty has the eye, not to be sucked into it, but to be able to sit back and say, I'm looking at it as a politician would. They're not talking politics. They're talking business. There's a big difference, but business and politics, the same thing. So when our people think that it's an emotional session going on, they're actually talking about numbers and how the war's either going to benefit their constituents or the war's going to benefit the other one's constituents, you know? So it's kind of interesting that our people look at it as an emotional session of who's going to be better. It's not who's going to be better. It's going to who can come out on this situation and protect their constituents and their investments abroad and at home the most, period. It's interesting. But peace to everybody that listen to Black Talk Radio Network. I've been listening for less than a month, and peace to David because he put me on it, and just look forward to serving as you have, brother, because you guys are doing great work over here, and I think it should always be said to deal with each other. And so appreciate you all for taking the time out to be to have the courage to move forth and invest in yourselves. That means a lot to me and the little ones that I promote the network to. So peace to you all.
Man, Sharif, much love, much respect. Yeah, it's important that we know some things so that we can actually control more resources. Because the resources that you control dictates how the economy relates to you. When they were talking, like Sharif said, when they were talking about business. What a lot of people, if you weren't taught that and you weren't exposed to it, because we all, like me with precious metals, I had to learn, I had to have the interest. And then from that, I started my journey of education on it. And so you have to, once you start that, there's a journey of education that we should be on. And then once you start that, you will see that there's not too much that will be hidden to you because you're a seeker. And that's very, very important. So, Sharif,
Dave,
you hit on a lot of great points. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, and I agree with the point that we all should focus on our individual talents and strengths, because we are not all made the same. We have different backgrounds. We've studied different things. But like you said, though, when we come together, it might go hand in hand. Oh, for example, there's a campaign that kicks off tomorrow, Turn Off Killer Radio, talking about the public terrestrial radio stations that's playing all this misogynistic, murderous garbage music that has a real impact on the minds of those who take that into their spirit, who take that into their souls and what have you. So I can't listen to it. I tell you, man, I try to listen to it.
Right, I know, Scott.
And I can't. I have to turn it off. But Brother Quabena, that's his job as the organization he runs, Clear the Airways Project. So he has to listen to it so that he can then know what's coming across the airways and let the people know and the steps that they can take to deprogram that community station of that garbage. And so just like one of the sayings I hear you say that is so true, they always tell you what they're going to do before they do it. And that's my primary reason knowing what's going on in politics. And like the brother Sharif just said, that they were talking business. Now, I'm going to quote counter-racist Neely Fuller. And Neely Fuller said that white supremacy is a business, and it operates on profits and losses. So if you don't like that term, white supremacy, you just replace that term with whatever. The oppressors, the people who subjugate others, the tyrants, they operate on profits and losses. So it is a business.
Yeah.
And a correct metaphor to use in what he was hearing.
Yeah, and you know what, Scotty, and it's so important because, see, what happens is I'm not an expert in this field or that field. Well, since I'm not, I need to go and learn from those that I can trust that are. Because I firmly believe that the wise heeds good instruction while the fool learns from experience. I try not to ever learn from experience. I try to experience the wisdom that I've learned. So I would have to go to you. I would have to go to Sharif. I have to go to Brother Braggs for different things. I got to go to Brother Davis for different things. I need to go here. And then what do we have? We have collective prudence. Because some of us are masters. You got Doc Hawkins that's a master in what he does. Doc Hawkins can't tell you nothing about hitting no baseball.
He can tell you the physics of it, but he can't tell you, you know, when it, you know, this is how you deal with a curveball. I don't know, you know, I'm just saying, just in general, I don't know. Doc may be a ghost baseball hitter, you know what I mean? So, but that's why we have to rely on each other, you know, and there's cooperation that we have to have, and that's so critical for our overall development. Because that's what the real economy was. That's the ecosystem. Everything works in cooperation for the balance and the sustainability of all. So yeah, I'm not for that, but I know that what I need to know, Scotty's gonna let us know. Just like, you know, so they'll come to you and say, hey, what do you know about? I said, I don't know. Let me talk to this brother or that sister because they know. This is who you need to talk to on that one. So, yeah, it's we have to have that collective cohesiveness in order for us to really build something that is, we're going to be able to withstand the obstacles that will be naturally before us and artificially placed in front of us. So critical. We got another caller before we get out of here. Very important one. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name? Where you're calling from? And what is your question or comment?
Peace.
My brother.
Hey, look, man. You know, I was,
yes, sir.
The young lady was saying, how much silver should you have? And you know what I'm thinking about? I've been making phone calls, asking people questions just to see the responses. And one of the questions I was asking one of these guys was, 500 pieces of American silver eagles, 1 ounce each, 500,000 ounces for $10,045. But the gentleman told me on the other side of that, if you make a purchase like that, you must fill out IRS form, da 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 da, and you must, and we'll notify the government. And I'm asking him, why would the government be interested in me purchasing some coin? Now, I'm just asking questions. I'm going to ask a few people those questions, and they're just seeing the responses that they're going to give me. And, you know, he's the only one that gave me a straight answer, like, yeah, we're going to have to notify. So my thing, this is when I came back. I called Dave because I was frantic. I'm like, Dave, you never talked about big numbers when you're buying silver, because, you know, I'm just asking questions. But the thing is, mm-hmm. Why would the IRS and the government be interested in you purchasing silver unless they come in and get it? That's just a thought for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. And Brother Rags and Dave, you never.
He was talking about Trump. Remember this, Trump is a Klansman, Trump's daddy was a Klansman, their family goes way back with the Klan. So I don't know, you know, I'm just surprised at things that people don't know, like Hillary Clinton and her husband down in Haiti raping the native people for the money that they need to live in their houses and clean water, dysentery and whatnot. But people, this press in this country does such a good job of wrapping a veil, blindfold, blinkers on the American public. You know what? I was in a place today, and I'm going to stop after this because I had a preacher. I was ordering some food from Chipotle. Now, the chicken was at the bottom of the pan. So I don't eat a lot of meat, but when I eat meat, I want to make sure it's organic. So I didn't want the meat from the bottom of the pan. I want a fresh pan because I don't eat meat every day. So I'm cheating anyway. So I'm having a bean bowl with the lady behind me. She steps up like, what's wrong? I'm like, nothing's wrong. I said, the pan is at the end of the meat, so I don't want it. So if you want to step up, go ahead on. Now, she didn't hear. She did one of these crazy, like, comedy routines. She asked the lady across the counter, I want spicy chicken. Now, they don't really have spicy chicken, but she took everything out of the thing. She ended up getting mad at the lady behind the counter for her mistake, goes and get the manager, and got this young girl back here sweating her behind off. And I'm just mystified, like, yeah. What was that all about? Because she misunderstood everything that was going on, and she took everything the wrong way. And then she tried to get the girl in trouble for her misunderstanding.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to dip in because, you know, but I was mad. I had to hold myself. And it took everything. The lady beside me was like, what's wrong? I said, well, she misinterpreted everything that was going on, because it's three of us in front of her, but she the only one that's getting all jazzed up because she want to step up in front. Go ahead. You know, I got all day. Go ahead. You know, but, man, just watching that, how we misinterpret things and t- take things to a place that's all this drama for no apparent reason. If you want to go move up in line, move up in line. I don't care. I mean, that's right. How I am, though. You know, but don't get upset. You're getting a young girl, this young girl, probably a college student in school, working or after school, working to, you know, make her little penny so she can do what she got to do. And you giving her the blues. I just couldn't understand that, man.
Yeah, Brother Rags, I see a lot of people just because they can, they think that they should. And, you know, they think that I can give them a hard time because, you know, I'm the customer, I'm always, and then just rude to people unnecessarily. Well, there's a spirit that you take on with that, and then you wonder why, you know, life isn't so, you don't have a happy life because you don't have a happy garden. You don't have a Garden of Eden. You have a garden of...
I'm looking at the young sister. She raining on the young sister's day on some nonsense, though. And she an adult, though. That's what's killing me. She's the adult. And the young girl is not being rude, hasn't been disrespectful. She's standing there telling the manager, oh, she didn't answer me the right way. First of all, you didn't even know what our conversation was about. She took everything out of proportion and took it the wrong way. Everybody just didn't want the last little chicken in the pan. And everybody told her, go ahead on. But she saying the sister didn't give us spicy chicken. First of all, that ain't no damn spicy chicken.
That is hilarious.
Man, that's Chipotle don't sell no spicy chicken, though. You get spicy sulfur. They don't have spicy chicken. I mean, so the whole thing was like, it was really comical, too, because, you know, oh my goodness! It wasn't comical for the young sister because I tried to soothe all of that. Look, you know we talk trash. You know we take things the wrong way sometimes. Just don't let them see you sweat. Relax, baby. And thank you. You're doing a great job. I told her that right in front of her. You know, because I want to. Don't be tripping because she's tripping. Don't fall into her vibration. Don't lower your vibration because her vibration is low. You keep matter of fact, the lower somebody's vibration, go the higher you raise yours.
Yep. Definitely. And it's so critical. Listen, we're going to get ready to get out of here. And listen, everyone, much love, much respect. Please prepare. Brother Braggs, hit me up a little bit later.
No doubt. I will.
Get out of here. Much love, much respect, y'all. Hey, be prepared for any and everything, and we're going to continue to do what we're doing. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you a little bit later. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure you give one away. Talk to you soon. Peace. For the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs. We're slicing cake. Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs. We're slicing cake. Gaddafi didn't give up.